It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Misfire there.
It seems good talent is hard to find.
Move on.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
It sits in a gated enclave.
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 By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Sharknado.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Embarrassing.
One of the smartest linguistic people that I know just got enclave wrong.
Enclave.
Yeah, enclave. I got my syllables mixed up.
You're doing great. Seriously.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, let's find out who wins this week. Three candidates, you get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Up first, from the Hardline, a man named Harala Bob Sturm. Bob Sturm, the Sturminator. He was throwing out a lot of hot sports opinions about Cowboys and Broncos and got pretty worked up. I think the phrase he was looking for was butt-kicking. Butt-kicking probably would have been better to say than what Bob said.
It's only personal if the ramifications only affect you. But your whole teammate had to go out there and take a butt-licking
right.
because of you, right?
I don't know if it's a butt-licking.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
A butt-whipping.
Butt-licking?
It's more of a
butt-kicking.
Yeah, there you go. There
all
you
right.
Licking. There you go.
Look.
All right.
You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
But it's only Monday.
But I didn't say it.
Shout
out to Craig and George, by the way.
The Browns took care of business.
Yeah, I think he's talking about Aaron Rodgers there, not Cowboys, Broncos. But
what an odd thing for a teammate to have to take.
Yeah, I've never heard someone say that.
Yeah, some guys ask for that.
All right, one more time.
It's only personal if the ramifications only affect you. But your whole teammate had to go out there and take a butt licking,
right?
Because of you, right?
I don't know if it's a butt licking.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
A butt whipping.
Butt licking.
It's more of a
butt kicking.
Yeah, there you go. There
all
you
right.
Go. There you go. There you go.
Look.
All right.
You know what I meant.
Oh, yeah.
But it's only Monday.
But I didn't say it.
Shout
out to Craig and George, by the way.
The Browns took care of business.
Yeah, Bob, I think that would make it personal if that did happen.
Yeah.
If it was
very
that
personal.
Instead of the butt kicking. All right, there's Bob as candidate number one. Candidate number two, it's from the Marconi-winning Morning Musers program. A guy by the name of Ja Duncan, who was trying
that's
to...
That's you.
That's me. I was trying to say the talking sea bass, but I guess I threw our sponsor in there, the flying fish. And this was really a meltdown. I think that would be a lot less pressure, too, wouldn't it? Be easier on the ticker if you're just a consultant that's supposed to be in a head coach somewhere and in charge of a program.
Not getting barbecued on Twitter every week.
Yeah, sounds like a much better gig. All right, 7:09 on the ticket. Up next, we got Muse in the News with the flying. The flying?
What?
The flying? The talking sea bass.
You know I can fly. Powerful men making online threats.
Do fish fly? I guess
yes,
they have those jumping fish.
Yeah.
I've seen those jumping fish.
Yeah, those flying carp.
Yeah. The flying carp brings this Muse in the News next.
Man, I don't know what happened there.
The flying sea bass.
All over the place.
I was trying to think of the talking sea bass and then went into flying sea bass.
And you started to say his name and then slammed the brakes on that.
Yeah,
with
Well, it's going to be something. One more time. I think that would be a lot less pressure, too, wouldn't it? Be easier on the ticker if you're just a consultant that's supposed to be in a head coach somewhere and in charge of a program.
Not getting barbecued on Twitter every week.
Yeah, sounds like a much better gig. All right, 7:09 on the ticket. Up next, we got Muse in the News with the flying. The flying?
What?
The flying? The talking sea bass.
You know I can fly. Powerful men making online threats.
Do fish fly? I guess
yeah,
they have those
do.
Jumping fish.
Yeah.
I've seen those jumping fish.
Yeah, those flying carp.
Yeah. The flying carp brings this Muse in the News next.
What about
we went to Marconi.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I'm sending mine back.
because I want to have honor.
Surely Cad didn't send him this segment, the e-break, as we try to apply to win that thing. All right, so I am candidate number two. Candidate number three, also from the hard line, like candidate number one, Bob, but it's not Bob. It's Corby. We have Picks with Friends every Thursday at 2:15 during the Hang Zone. It's a big deal because whoever loses, whoever finishes last, and last year that was me. That's why I had to read 50 Shades of Grey on the air the entire day. This year, it's you have to spend 2 days, live in the studio for 2 days. So I'm not in last place anymore, by the way. That is Jake, who is now in last place. You have to, but if it was me that lost on Wednesday, I'd have to come in here, do the show, and then right after the show on Wednesday morning, I'd have to live here the rest of Wednesday, all day Thursday, all day long Friday, until the hard line's done. So it's almost 3 days, really, in the studio. But anyway, that's what's on the line in Picks with Friends, and it's Corby, it's Bob, it's the Hang Zone, it's me and Donovan. And it's a very wild segment every Thursday at 2:15. And yesterday, we had to get the dump button because the fake Grego would still show up from time to time. Grego used to work here at the Ticket. Sometimes he still gets imitated. And Jake had to answer a question, or at least have a conversation with the fake Grego.
Hey, Jake.
Yeah, whoever you are.
Sweet Grego here.
Uh-huh.
You know how you make a boy, don't you?
How's that?
Right before you finish, you jam your own thumb up.
Oh, whoa.
What in the heck?
You dump it?
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
And we dumped it too. We caught it in time.
Good Lord.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, fake Grego. Here's the thing, fake Grego. I know that's not true because I only have a daughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy, I sure hope our delay is working.
I see why we want to.
I hope it's not, bro.
So wild. What gets into Corby sometimes?
True?
No, it's not true.
How do you know?
I seriously doubt it. I doubt that has anything to do with whether you have a boy or a girl.
100% sure.
Well, I guess I'm not.
How many boys do you have?
Three, but I've never tried that. So those are your three candidates, Bob, me, or Corby. 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins? Sports caller, you are on the air.
Good morning, musers. It's Cassidy. I want to congratulate you guys for winning the Marconi, and I want to vote for Bob.
Oh, thank you, Cassidy.
Thank you.
Where you been? Swim practice, I guess, huh?
Yeah, swim practice.
Good to hear from you.
How's that going?
It's going good. I'm one of the best.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
Have you had a meet yet?
No, that's next semester.
Okay. This is just practice, and then we get to the schedule in the spring.
Huh? Do you have a coach like Marge?
Yes, I have Coach March, and he's doing great.
Coach March.
I'm
coaching
him.
Oh.
So very similarly named.
Okay.
Hey, you know what holiday's coming up next month?
Christmas.
That's right.
Yay.
Yes. Your signature holiday.
Yes.
Didn't Gordo try to steal Christmas from you 1 year?
No.
That sounds like something you'd do.
I said that every day should be Christmas for Cassidy. or it's
have a good day in Texas, Cassidy.
Really meant a lot to her.
Okay,
Merry Christmas. Okay. Bye. Hi, you're on the Ticket.
She
who wins the e-break?
Recognized my hollow words for what they were.
Hello?
Users?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Marlon.
Hey, Marlon, hey. That picked games with us?
Yeah. Hey, I haven't made many good decisions in my life, but I feel good about voting for Ja. I'm going to hang up and die.
Oh, no. Jeez.
Marlon, don't do that.
Marlon, you went 10-5 in our weekly picks.
Wow.
Oh, no.
There you go.
Heck?
It all lasted.
Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning, musers. Craig, great job last week. Gordo, George, great to have you back. I'd like to vote very, very responsibly and very hard for Bob's Terminator. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Remember when you did games in North Texas?
Yep.
Did you kill Hayden Fry?
Dude. Come on. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Morning, users. I'd like to place a clean, responsible American vote for the E-Break this morning.
Okay.
Thumbs up for Corby.
Okay. Thank you.
Wasn't on Corby.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
You know how you make a Marconi?
How?
You fire one cracked out country boy and roll a 10-year white elephant.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay. Hi, you're on ticket radio. Who wins?
Hey, good morning, George.
Morning.
To tell you the truth, I wish Joe and I could have hit the dump button on that Ravens game we had last night, but I'll vote for my Sooner buddy, Corby Davidson.
That is supposed
to be the fake Troy?
Maybe the worst impersonation we've ever heard?
Maybe. Hi, you're on ticket AM, FM, and stream.
You know I am radio.
Oh, yeah.
Unreal.
Hey, Muses, I want to vote for Bob Stern. Just, you know, and hey, Georgie Muleshoe is northwest of Lubbock, about an hour, and it's about 20 miles to the Mexico border, just, you know.
Struggling.
And y'all have a happy Marconi. Love you.
Raider. Oh, got cut off. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George, is the South Oak Cliff con man a candidate?
No.
No.
All right. Give me Bob then.
Okay, bye. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
He's at the 20, the 15, the 5, the 10, the 5 again, and touchdown, and the 3-6 Colorado State Rams have won. And back to you, Gordon.
Are they 3-6?
Yeah, they're bad.
Hmm. Yeah, man, it's a bad one, guys. But hey, basketball. Basketball's upon us. We got it.
Let's go, Rams.
Really unusual for Colorado State to have a rough year in football.
No, Craig, yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Good morning, Marconi Musers.
Hey, hey.
I would like to vote for Bob Brown Tongue Sturm.
Okay.
Jeez. Well, that is a win for the Sturminator. He has done it again.
It's only personal if the ramifications only affect you. But your whole teammate had to go out there and take a butt licking.
Right.
Because of you, right?
I don't know if it's a butt licking.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
A butt whipping.
Butt licking?
It's more of a
butt kicking.
Yeah, there you go. There
all right.
There you go. There you go.
Look.
All right.
You know what I meant.
Oh, yeah.
But it's only Monday.
But I didn't say it.
Shout
out to Craig and George, by the way.
The Browns took care of business.
Where do you go, Bob? How many wins is that for Robert?
His 31st win. He's 92 behind Norman. I'm the reason we won the Marconi, Hitzkus.
All right, Bob, way to go.